64. The elemental grenades in Marisi's hands vibrated so powerfully she thought they'd shake her flesh free of her bones. The elementers from the community gathered around the edges of the glowing pool, which was rapidly vanishing, their hands thrust in to touch it, draw it in. Their skin glowed as they filled with power. Marisi had waded straight into the middle, and she could feel those troops on the other side in a place that was somehow distant and impossibly close at the same time. Waiting. She needed this power gone. Now. Marisi continued to draw in strength, charging her grenades. She had no idea how much they could hold. She'd never had access to this kind of strength before.
"It's too much," a man cried. "What do I do with it?"
"Burn it," Marisi shouted. "Use it."
"For what?"
"It doesn't matter," Marisi yelled. "We only need to get rid of it." Bursts of emotional allomancy washed over her as Armel used her powers to riot. Metal in the radio room vibrated and ripped apart. The elementers in the room channeled every bit of energy they could. The pool shrank further. Marisi thought, through the blasts of confidence Armel sent, that she could sense the troops on the other side getting agitated. Then she felt something different. Something emerging. They were coming through. She understood it in a flash. You had to want to come through the portal, to command it to let you through. They were beginning the process.
"No, you don't," she thought.
Then she dropped both her grenades and used the same mental command to open the portal to them. The movement on the other side stopped, frozen in time as the allomancers around her continued, wide-eyed, drawing from the pool, siphoning away the awesome power until, at last, the glow faded. The room was suddenly a normal ballroom again, with a hewn-out rock pit in the floor some 3 feet deep. She was left with one final impression from the other side. Shock. Judging by how much energy she'd put into those grenades, it would be a while before the army discovered what had happened. The other allomancers slumped against one another, exhausted. She had never thought that using their powers would be so much work, but she felt wrung out as well. Not simply from what they'd done here, but from all of it, taking place in such a short time. She limped to the edge of the pit and let them help her out.
"Now what?" Armel finally asked. "Now," Marisi said, lying back on the rock, "we hope that my friends have had an easier time of it than I have."